Let's get through to the business news now with Giles Bickford.
Thank you, Karen Atamare. Well, the government's much-anticipated budget policy statement is due out lunchtime today, and expectations are it will highlight an economy that's probably going backwards and hint at a delay in reaching surplus and possibly more borrowing. The statement normally accompanies the half-year update in December, setting out the broad spending priorities for the coming year, the operating and capital spending allowances, and the fiscal limits that the government aims for, such as net debt levels. Well, it won't give away today are details on tax cuts, but Westpac senior economist Darren Gibbs says the economic and financial outlook is getting bleaker.
The market, I think, is expecting that we are going to have to borrow more as a country come the budget. Say Nicola Willis has made it quite clear that the economic outlook is not as rosy as was depicted back in the half-year economic update. And we know that the government has capital spending to do that wasn't funded in the half-year update. So putting those two together, I think everyone's expecting there's more borrowing to be done.
Darren Gibbs says the extra borrowing could be as much as $10 billion over the next 4 years, and he expects the return to surplus will have to be delayed at least a year to 2027-28. Well, the economic outlook is likely to be downbeat for much of this year, amid sluggish business and housing confidence and falls in consumer and government spending. ASB Bank's quarterly forecast suggests a slow grind for the economy, with underlying weakness on many fronts. The bank's chief economist, Nick Tuffley, says there are some positive signs, but the surge in migration will be the cushion.
If we hadn't had all the people arriving, our headline GDP figures would look a lot weaker than what they have been. From a per capita point of view, GDP has already fallen about 4%, which is the same as during the global financial crisis. So if we didn't have all those extra people here to spend, we would probably find that the economy would be in weaker shape.
Nick Tuffley says inflation is headed in the right direction, and he expects the Reserve Bank to be ready to start cutting the official cash rate in November. And staying with weakening signs, some of them are reappearing in the jobs market. Employment website Seek says the number of job adverts fell 3% in February on the month before, and they're 27% lower than a year ago and 15% below pre-COVID levels. Meanwhile, the number of people applying for jobs was up 3%, the fifth consecutive monthly rise. Seek's country manager, Rob Clark, expects the weaker economy will further reduce the number of jobs on offer, particularly with this month's layoffs.
We've got fewer ads, we've got record net migration, higher unemployment, and therefore it's just more competitive if you're looking for a role. You know, the latest macroeconomic news was not great. You know, we have for quite some time talked about unemployment growing. Certainly the Reserve Bank is of that view, and our numbers would suggest that that's, you know, heading in that direction too.
Rob Clark says some industries are still looking for staff. There's been an increase in the number of adverts for jobs in healthcare and medical, sales, marketing and communications. Just gone 3 minutes to seven, time to catch up on financial markets. And it's Wall Street. It's pretty lackluster, really. It's just pootling along, biding time ahead of inflation numbers due at the end of the week. Some economic data out in the US overnight showing strength in manufacturing and consumer demand. At the moment, the Dow Jones average is up 0.2%, as is the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ is 0.25% higher. The local top 50 index largely negative through the day. It did trim its losses, but it still closed down 35 points, about 0.3%, just sitting above the 12,000 level. And New Zealand dollar trading at 60.1 US cents, 91.8 Australian, 47.5 pence, 55.5 euro, 91 yen and 4.34 yuan. Brent crude oil just a touch softer at $86.40 US a barrel. Gold is up $5 at $2,177 US dollars an ounce. Time just to tell you that the Southern Cross Medical Care Society and Southern Cross Pet Insurance have been given a formal warning and a ticking off from the Financial Markets Authority for failing to apply advertised discounts to insurance products, resulting in consumers being overcharged nearly $600,000.